Welcome back to Movement, our running podcast with our very own in-house running expert, Dr. Chauhan, and we're on to our 14th episode. Welcome, Dr. Chauhan.
Thank you, ma'am, and salutations to all the listeners.
So we start with the first question from Pankaj Gandhi, who's asking how to engage the core muscles while running.
Right, so there is no need to engage the muscles while someone is running. So when you run, just run, focus on that. Because if you're trying to focus on other things, you might just fall or get injured unnecessarily.
Right.
So engage the core muscles when you strength train. Now, first, what is the core muscle? Core muscle is basically around, you know, the abdominal bit and the back, and other muscles are there as well. So whole idea is you need to be engaging them. They need to be activated at a certain level. Now, that'll happen when you strength train. So remind yourself as if someone's going to punch you in the tummy and, you know, how you contract the muscles around there. So when you do any movement, just contract the muscles around there. Mm. It automatically takes care of the whole lot. And remind yourself to be standing tall. So those are the things that you do while you do any exercise. It automatically then becomes a second, you know, nature for you. So it becomes a habit. It'll be automatically be incorporated into your running as well.
Right.
So it comes naturally. That's the whole idea with it.
The next question is from Nagaraj, who says that he's been running for about 2 years. And in between the runs, he says he just walks, as I just can't run for a few minutes. He again runs. So basically, he runs and walks. He can't run consistently. So he's asking, how do I avoid walking in between? His times for half marathon is about 2.20 hours, and he has done 10K in 65 minutes. And he also runs bare feet.
All right, so there's no need to get rid of the walking breaks, actually. I'm of the opinion up to like 1 hour, 45 minutes with walking breaks. So it's a good thing. So just to improve your times, there is no need to do that. Use the breaks more strategically. I mean, throughout our program, that's what we've been talking about. Practice more with tempo and interval training. So keep the slow runs with the walk-run thing. Yeah, while you're doing your practice tempo and interval trainings, you know, push yourself a little harder.
Right.
I would stick with walk breaks every 5 kilometers to recover. Because with these times, seriously, it's a slow pace. So if you recover, you'll be running at a quicker pace. And with those breaks, it'll be far more useful. Also, let's first focus on a good, better 10K time rather than just jumping to longer and longer distances. Now, that's a tendency that people have.
Right.
They're wanting to do very long distances without yet figuring out a 5K or lesser. So that would be one tip for him. 5 and 10K, stick with that. And also, let's not confuse matters. Sub 60 for a 10, he's definitely capable of. He can probably even do 55 minutes maybe. Now, that should be the target over next 2 months. Don't get all, you know, all these runs are there, so don't get too lost in that. In addition to this, get some shoes from a running store. It'll help us save off 2 to 3 minutes just simply by doing that.
Right, so you don't recommend running bare feet?
I've taken it later, so yes, I'll answer that.
Okay, great. So the next question is from your batchmate from medical school, Chetan Vallabhji from Australia, who's written, I have read that burpees are an amazing routine as they cover most muscle groups. Problem is they aren't easy. Should I push the envelope and do burpees, or is my laziness justified?
Okay.
And what is burpees? I mean, I have never heard of this.
So burpees are, you know, it's a functional exercise. You're doing, okay, in simple terms, I think that's the best one to give. Imagine you're doing a Surya Namaskar, right? So there are multiple things that are actually happening in that one asana. So burpee is a movement like that that's actually going on. So it's complicated. If you don't actually have the technique of it right, all bits of it, suddenly it's useless because you'll get hurt rather than actually get better. So simply put, let's use it like that only. Now, during this, things like burpees or Surya Namaskar, you know, as I said, the technique is completely ignored. So please, let's just break it down into smaller pieces. Let's work on that. Okay?
Right.
And do basic exercises, right? The way, you know, we spoke about our squats, just work with that first and they'll be very, very effective. So again, small numbers, keep increasing the numbers gradually, break up, you know, body parts into different exercises. Once you're getting that right, then get on to it.
Right.
Okay. So no need for burpees yet.
Great. So moving on to the myth buster of the week.
Yeah, so that's why I said, so answering Nagaraj's question here about running bare feet. In my opinion, you know, it's a bit of a fad that comes along and, you know, every couple of years, you know, this thing about bare feet and all that. There's an e-friend of mine, Adairs. Adairs used to be an editor for a running magazine called Running Times, and he came second or third during very first New York marathons, and he's been running for 45 plus years and competing. Not running, competing at races, and he's 67 or so right now. In his time, in that 45, 46 years, he says that he's seen this bare feet running, the phenomena coming some 6-7 times and going off again and coming on again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but it has never stuck long enough.
Right.
Right. So please don't get carried away because a certain person does it. I'm not up for that argument about a few centuries ago, you know, we used to run bare feet. Fair enough. We did not have concrete or tar on road
right.
that time.
Yeah.
Even the trail area or the off-road area used to be a lot more softer than what it is today.
Mm.
So it was actually just appropriate for it. Also, if you go back in time and, you know, look at when was the first shoe found, it was primarily to take care of those injuries happening.
Right.
You know, it was either the cold or, you know, those cuts that could have happened. So the shoe started very early on in the history of mankind. So, you know, let's not just pick up whatever suits us. Even those many, many centuries ago, or let's talk about Adam and Eve, they used to walk around naked. Now, how many of us are running naked either? So it's completely fine. Put shoes on. I like bare feet running drills, actually. They work really well. Our soles have a lot of nerve endings.
Mm.
And if you're training, doing a few drills on grass, it's very, very effective. Now, I stop right there when it comes to bare feet running. On concrete, I don't like running bare feet. It has to be grass, it has to be soft ground. Beach is fine. Other than that, not a big fan of it.
Great. So that sorts the myth buster of the week. Moving on, what's the exercise for this week?
Yeah, it is stretching the hip flexors. So let me first explain what is a hip flexor. Basically, it's a muscle deep inside, starting from deep inside the abdomen or the tummy area. Tummy is the wrong term though.
Yeah.
And then it goes to the upper part of the thigh. So this is the muscle which, if you were to bring your knee to your chest, that is the muscle that is being used. So that is the hip flexor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so flexing the hip. So this is very, very important because when you're running, people don't think too much about the hip. They're talking about the knee, they're talking about the foot maybe once in a while, but hip is completely ignored. So the range that comes from moving the hip back and forth like a pendulum, you know, grandfather's clock or something,
mm-hmm.
is very, very important to stay injury-free. Most people can't take the hip backwards too much because the front muscle there, the hip flexor, is too tight. Some start stretching it, but they stretch it the wrong way. They'll overstretch it.
Mm.
And while they're bending, so they'll basically be squatting and kneeling down, and then, you know, they're arching the back towards too much backwards. So if they don't have a back pain, they'll start having a back pain. Or if the muscle is not yet torn, they'll have a tear in it. Because they're stretching it too much.
Right.
So the whole idea is kneel down on the ground with one leg, have the other leg at a 90 degree at the knee, and keep your back in line with the lower leg. So basically, it's like a straight line.
Right.
And the leg that is you're kneeling on, you just keep going back and forth movement on it. So like rocking movement a little
right.
bit. So you're just easing up the joint a little. Now that's enough. You don't have to hyper stretch it or anything like that. Injuries don't happen and your joints are actually becoming more stretched, and that's ample. So that's a very, very good exercise. Maybe people can just start with holding a wall and just taking the leg back and forth, like a little pendulum movement.
Right.
We've spoken about that previously.
Yeah, great. So what about the running schedule for this week?
So we're just progressing from last week. Again, as
right.
I said, you know, we're in slightly higher gear than what we initially started off with. Let's increase a little bit harder, and, you know, three main runs that I want throughout the week. We have spoken in detail, so I'll just say about how many minutes you do each of those.
Sure.
So as slow as you like run is happening on a Sunday, can be on a Saturday, can be any day you want, but, you know, on day that you have time.
Right.
And you do a 1 minute easy walk, followed by 1 minute brisk walk, followed by 8 minute jog. Last week we did 7 minute jog. And then repeat this 1-1-8 five times. And this 50 minutes is what you're targeting on. Okay, just be soft on your feet. The next one is a tempo run, midweek sometime. And here what you're doing is a 10-minute non-stop. Last week we did 9 minutes non-stop.
Mm-hmm.
And repeat it twice. And the third one is interval training. Here we're doing a 1 minute warm-up, slow jog kind of a thing, and picking up the pace for 4 minutes. And you repeat this 6 times. And in addition, you can add in 2 to 3 days where your easy jogs or walks are there. And that's ample.
Great. So moving on to the story of the week. And the story is about 64-year-old Mr. Avtar Singh, and it's his son actually who has shared the story with you. So why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, so I'll just quote him actually. So his son's name is Gurcharan Singh Wirk, and he says that my dad is an ex-army man, got retired at very young age of 45 years. Ironically, he took it literally and didn't do much professionally. However, being ex-army, his routine of daily walk continued, so that's the
right.
good part at least.
Yeah.
And then about 5 years ago, he suffered from back pain and was shown to an orthopedician surgeon who continued treating him with various options of medicines and advice for injections for the spine and all. They did take the medicines, but opted not to get the injections done. Some surgeons also actually suggested surgeries, which again, they didn't take up.
Right.
Now, this pain of his, he kind of, you know, kept fighting with it for a good 3 years, and then it got better on its own because he kept the physical activity going on. Surprisingly, in one of those medical camps in those religious places, he was diagnosed with low calcium and low vitamin D. Now, that was the one that actually made it better for him too, because you know, he took the vitamin D and calcium, and he was found to be osteoporotic. Anyways, that was taken care of. Now, for the last 2 years, he has been complaining of back pain and cervical pain. Because of that, he's again saying, you know, he's averse to the idea of his son going for runs and all that, and or even suggesting to him to pick up running. Now, post a lot of pursuing, he agreed and finally gave in and agreed. On 11 September, finally, he was at a half marathon with him.
And the father and son.
Father and son, both of them together. And he completed the half marathon, right? So the guy who had never run, just ran. Of course, he had that walking experience and the army, you know, culture and all that. A friend of Gurcharan, someone who's 34 years old, who's a regular runner, took 3 hours, 5 minutes to finish the 21 kilometers. Whereas Gurcharan's dad, a 64-year-old gentleman, took 2 hours, 47 minutes.
Wow.
Okay. So I think it's really cool that, you know, people just getting back to being more active. But again, please be careful. 21, there's no reason to be doing 21s. If you're doing 5s and 10s, I think those are good distances for health. Now, post-run, too many people flocked to him for pictures and all that, selfies and pictures. And he loved all that attention that he was getting. And then the whole day he was talking about the race and how he felt and what all went in his mind. Before anything, you know, he asked his son to sign him up for Delhi Half Marathon. He's just yesterday gone back to Punjab. You know, there's a program. Our program is what he'll be following throughout this time.
Great.
And then he'll be, you know, working towards doing very good at Delhi Half Marathon.
Wow. So that's another great inspirational story. And we wish Mr. Avtar Singh all the very best for the Delhi Marathon. So what are the running events which are close to us this week?
So the events that are that we're talking about this time are, again, the same as last week. There's a 10K run by Adidas Uprising in Bangalore on 2nd October and then in Chennai on 16th October. Then by Go Heritage Run in Coorg on 25th September. There's a 5K, there's a 10K, and there's a 21K. And again, by the same bunch of people, there's a run in Badami on 23rd October, same distances. For the details, please go to goheritagerun.com/Coorg or Badami. So that's what the details are. Also, registrations for Delhi Half Marathon are still open probably. So just go register soon. And the run's on 20th of November.
Great. Also to remind any race organizers to get in touch with Dr. Chauhan if you'd like your events mentioned in the podcast. So thank you so much, Dr. Chauhan, and we wrap it up for this week.